Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Police in Texas say they have found 8 people dead early Sunday in the back of a sweltering traffic trailer, a tractor trailer that is, in a Walmart parking lot. A 9th victim died in a hospital hours later. Surveillance footage recorded vehicles pulling up to the truck Saturday night, taking a few people at a time from the trailer, then locking the truck and driving away. The truck's human cargo was discovered after someone from the transporter asked a Walmart employee for water. That led to a police check and the discovery of about 30 survivors, including 2 school-aged children, along with those who died, all adult men. Authorities at a hospital where the survivors were taken said 20 people were in critical condition. The San Antonio police chief said, "We're looking at a human trafficking crime." He called the case a horrific tragedy. The U.S. Congress is moving toward adoption of new sanctions against Russia for its interference in the 2016 American presidential election. But it's unclear Sunday whether President Trump would sign the legislation. Key Republican and Democratic lawmakers reached agreement Saturday on the measure, which does not include changes that Trump wanted to make to make it easier for him to lift penalties against Russia. Heavy fighting is raging in central Afghanistan. Officials say the Taliban has captured 2 district headquarters and is attacking government outposts in nearby areas. Insurgents are also attacking government positions in 8 other districts. A government spokesman told VOA overnight that 700 Taliban insurgents attacked Kohistan. This is VOA News. At least one person has been killed in a shooting Sunday at Israel's embassy in Jordan. Jordanian security sources declined to give more information, and Israeli officials declined to comment as well. An Israeli was seriously wounded in the attack, and tensions between Israel and Jordan have increased in the past few weeks as the Jewish state installed metal detectors at a Muslim holy site in East Jerusalem, of which Jordan is the Muslim custodian. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Palestinians clashed with Israeli police near the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinian leaders called for a day of rage to protest Israel's installation of metal detectors at the holy place after 3 Arab gunmen killed 2 Israeli policemen at the site a week ago. Fearing riots, Israel banned Muslims under the age of 50 from attending Friday prayers at the mosque, which marks the 3rd holiest place in Islam. Worshippers who were turned away from the holy place were outraged. This is crazy, and it violates freedom of worship, said an Arab citizen of Israel, adding that the metal detectors are humiliating to Muslims. He described it as a Black Friday. But Israel says Muslims crossed a red line when they brought firearms into the holy place, and the metal detectors are necessary to prevent further acts of terrorism. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday to discuss the recent increase in violence between Israelis and Palestinians. Venezuela's opposition announced a 2-day national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel a controversial planned July 30th election for a new Congress. On Wednesday and Thursday, we're calling out the entire people, all groups in society, for a 48-hour strike, said lawmaker Simon Calzadilla. Calzadilla said a protest march on Friday following the strike will demand that Maduro officially scrap the vote. But the president remains defiant in the face of ever-increasing protests and international pressure. During his weekend television address broadcast late Saturday, he said, "The only ones who give orders here are the people. This time, next week, Venezuelans will be voting for a constituent assembly." You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.